Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 6, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is...
State Roundup, Speaker Jones pushes for MD redistricting, immigration judge denies Garcia asylum, $8 cut in clean energy projects. Maryland House Speaker is urging colleagues to consider redistricting to match changes in GOP-controlled states. Immigration judge denies asylum bid for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, sparking partisan debate. Shutdown could disrupt SNAP benefits for 700,000 Marylanders. Federal judge rules energy debt, illegally capped sustainable energy funding in MD and 19 other states. Baltimore residents push back against landfill's request to increase runoff into rivers. Trump administration cancels $7.6 billion in clean energy project grants in 16 states, including Maryland. Inner Harbor's pistachio tide raises water quality concerns. Former Baltimore principal detained by ICE may face legal action from PA school district. Maryland lawmakers question why arrested Iowa superintendent is still listed as an active voter. Baltimore City councilman files to run against U.S. Rep. Kwesi Mfumi in Democratic primary. Baltimore taxpayers foot $163 bill for mayor's new SUV. Gubernatorial candidate questions key bridge reconstruction progress. Harford nonprofit accused of spending county funds on unjust expenses. Public invited to comment on proposed Woodsboro solar facility at upcoming hearing.
Mastiff Equity Partners invests in downtown Holland with 208 River Ave purchase. Mastiff Equity Partners, a Holland, Michigan-based private real estate firm, has acquired 208 S River Ave, a historic commercial building in downtown Holland. Built in 1920, the 1,480-square-foot property is leased to a local retail tenant and benefits from steady foot traffic. Founder Andy Hagen stated, "We saw an opportunity to acquire a beautiful historic asset in downtown Holland. The firm aims to preserve the area's unique character." Mastiff Equity Partners focuses on commercial properties in southwest Michigan, including dynamic markets like Holland and Grand Rapids. For more information, visit Mastiff Equity Partners' website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.